Hubhopper Originals.
हेलो एंड स्वागत है आपका आज के इस एपिसोड में। ये एपिसोड बहुत स्पेशल है, बहुत क्लोज है एंड इसमें बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग बातें छुपी हुई हैं। लाइक एवरी एपिसोड, आज का जो एपिसोड है थोड़ा सा लंबा है बिकॉज एंड यू नो इसके तीन एपिसोड आएंगे। एक एपिसोड आज है, देन देयर बी अनदर टू एपिसोड्स। इस एपिसोड की थीम आई विल से इट्स द फर्स्ट ऑफ इट्स काइंड ऑन माय शो एंड आई एम ट्रूली ऑनर्ड टू होस्ट द गेस्ट दैट आई होस्ट टुडे। एंड बहुत सारी हमने बातें की, बहुत सारा पर्सपेक्टिव शेयरिंग हुआ ऑन अ टॉपिक विच इज काइंड ऑफ यू नो फेडिंग आउट फ्रॉम आर एवरीडे लाइफ। इंडिया इज अ वेरी वर्सेटाइल कंट्री। इंडिया में बहुत सारा कल्चर है, बहुत सारी स्टोरीज हैं, बहुत सारी लैंग्वेजेस हैं, बहुत बहुत कुछ है हमारी कंट्री में। वन ऑफ द प्रोमिनेंट थिंग्स अबाउट आर कंट्री इज हमारे कंट्री का आर्ट फॉर्म। हमारे कंट्री में कितने तरह का आर्ट्स है, राइट? पेंटिंग, ड्राइंग, डांसिंग, सिंगिंग, परकशन, म्यूजिक, बहुत 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 कुछ है। सो इस पूरे गुलदस्ते में से एक फूल जिसके बारे में आज हम बात करेंगे वो है एक इंडियन क्लासिकल डांस फॉर्म, भरतनाट्यम। एक ऐसा डांस फॉर्म जो प्रोमिनेंट है, बहुत टाइम से फेमस है हमारी कंट्री में, बहुत लोग जानते हैं, बट वो सिर्फ इतना जानते हैं कि भरतनाट्यम है और इंडियन क्लासिकल डांस है, दैट इज इट। दिस सो मच इन दिस डांस फॉर्म। इसमें इतना कुछ है, इतनी चीजें जो मुझे भी नहीं पता थी। सो ऑन माई जर्नी ऑफ कलेक्टिंग स्टोरीज फ्रॉम द रियल लाइफ ऑफ पीपल, ऑन माई जर्नी ऑफ डिस्कवरिंग रियल स्टोरीज ऑफ पीपल, आई मेट सुमिता जी, मिस सुमिता महाजन, हु हैज डिवोटेड हर लाइफ टू भरतनाट्यम, हु हैज डिवोटेड हर लाइफ टू द क्लासिकल डांस आर्ट फॉर्म ऑफ आर कंट्री। एक ऐसा खूबसूरत डांस फॉर्म जिसकी उतनी ही खूबसूरत हिस्ट्री है। इस एपिसोड में नहीं बट सेकेंड एपिसोड में ऐसी हिस्ट्री आपके सामने आएगी कि आप भी हैरान, बिकॉज आई ऑल्सो वॉज सरप्राइज के ओ माई ग्रेट लॉर्ड, इतना कुछ छुपा बैठा है हमारे देश में और हम लोग बाहर भागते हैं, हम लोगों को पता ही नहीं है कि इतना कुछ जो हमारे पूर्वज हमारे लिए छोड़ के गए हैं। सुमिता मैम हैज बीन इनटू भरतनाट्यम फॉर क्लोज टू 40 इयर्स नाउ एंड उनकी जर्नी शुरू हुई थी जब वो 4 साल की थी एंड थ्रू आउट हर प्रोफेशनल करियर शी इज ऑलवेज डिवोटेड हर सेल्फ टू भरतनाट्यम एज वेल। इन पुणे उनका इंस्टीट्यूट है, साधना नृत्यालय, एंड आई एम वेरी प्राउड टू से दिस कि मेरी बेटी भी वहां जाती है डांस सीखने के लिए। आई हैव हैड द ऑनर ऑफ वर्किंग विद वन ऑफ हर डिसाइपल्स वर्षा and I've had the pleasure and honor of seeing them performing in real life, you know, capturing those emotions in real life when it's happening. It's a difference, it's a different experience altogether. So aaj ke episode mein hum milenge Sumita ji se, unki journey kahan se shuru hue, kaise grow kiye, क्या है ये dance form का perspective unke liye, क्यों उन्होंने अपनी life को इसके लिए dedicate किया, क्या hurdles unko aaye, और हम लोग एक सेंटर पॉइंट अगर कन्वर्सेशन का रखना हो अगर आज के टॉपिक का, तो वो ये है कि हम लोग बात करेंगे शुरुआत की, कि ये शुरुआत होती है घर से, शुरुआत होती है पेरेंटिंग से। सो एज पेरेंट्स, एज चिल्ड्रन, एज यंगस्टर्स, एज इंडियंस, हमारी क्या रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है, वो सब आज हम इस एपिसोड में बात करेंगे। सुमिता मैम की जर्नी के बारे में अंडरस्टैंड करेंगे, उनसे थोड़ा सा इस डांस फॉर्म के बारे में अंडरस्टैंड करेंगे एंड एट द एंड हम लोग एक ऐसे क्वेश्चन पे इस कन्वर्सेशन का एंड करेंगे जिसका आंसर आपको मिलेगा नेक्स्ट एपिसोड में और वो होगा बहुत ही ज्यादा एक्साइटिंग। इसी के साथ विदाउट वेस्टिंग एनी फर्दर टाइम लेट मी क्विकली टेक यू टू टूडेज एपिसोड। लेट्स गो एंड मीट मिस सुमिता महाजन फ्रॉम साधना नृत्यालय। Sat Sri Akal and welcome to the Biblio Babu Show. I'm your host Amandeep. This is a podcast which I started to help myself. मैंने इतनी किताबें पढ़ी हैं, इतने लोगों से मिला हूँ, इतना ज्ञान सुना है, देखा है. So I thought कि चलो, let me express myself and जो कुछ देखा सीखा उसे अपनी लाइफ में इंप्लीमेंट करके let's see where the life takes me. And yes, it has been a great journey so far. So in this podcast. We take stories from the books, apply them in real life, and here I am sharing my stories with you. If you're new here, consider subscribing. You can search for The Bibliobabu Show on Google. You can ask Alexa. You can ask Google Assistant. You can go to hubhopper.com. You can search for The Bibliobabu Show on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Gaana, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Aur iske saath, let me take you to today's episode of The Bibliobabu Show. Real life, real learning, real stories. Hashtag No Bakchodi. Hello, ma'am. Good evening. Welcome to the show. It's such a pleasure to have you today, you know, on the show. Thank you so much for joining in.
Good evening, Amandeep. It's indeed my pleasure to be here on the show with you.
I want to kick off the conversation by asking you a little bit about you. So how did the entire, art form start? How did you find that this is your calling? How did you get to know that, okay, this is what I am totally going to commit myself to?
Right. So the art form of my choice is Bharatanatyam, which is one of the classical styles of classical dance styles of
True.
Of India. It's the oldest classical dance form of India. As far as what inspired me, so I began as a student of dance at the age of four. Honestly, at four, I think the credit should be given to my mother, who herself was, my mother comes from a singer family. They are an artistic family. But nobody had taken any training in dance mm-hmm. until then. But my mother was very fond of Odissi. Mm. We are Bengalis, Odissi was much closer to our tastes. And my mother was very fond of Odissi. So she was very keen that, her daughters, mm-hmm. we are two sisters. So she would wanted us to learn Odissi. But we moved to Pune and in Pune, there was no Odissi dance class at that point of time. So, and my mother, we being new to the city, she really did not venture out too much. But, she found out that just in our neighborhood, there was this auntie who was teaching Bharatanatyam. And so out of curiosity, we just went over there one Sunday. I was yet to turn four and my sister was mm-hmm. the older one at eight. So my mom wanted to enroll her into the class. And it so happened, I have vivid memories of that first day of walking into class. I know, you would say at four, what memory could you have? But I do. And that speaks a lot about probably it was meant to be. So we went to enroll my sister, but I was completely mesmerized by what was going on in the class. And I just walked across and sat on mommy's lap. Mommy was Dr. Meenakshi Venkatraman, who was the teacher okay. at that point of time. And a very, very loving lady, she was conducting class and I just, as if it was like a magnetic pull that pulled me towards her. And I went and I just sat on her lap. And I was gazing at her eyes. She had the most expressive eyes. She's no longer with us. I mean, she passed away a few years ago. And but I still have that vivid memory of her face. Her face, which was like speaking in motion, through her eyes. So I sat on her lap and my sister joined class. She really was never into dance. We would go there and mommy was like a really kind person. She would, woo us with cakes and pastries and donuts. So, my sister would come along only to have those snacks, I think. So that's how our thing began. And I would just tag along. Although I was not officially in the class, I would just go. And I would not budge from watching what was going on. I think a month into that and I just got up, joined the class and started dancing, uninvited. And so my sister, of course, was furious of my behavior and she came and complained to my mom. So my mom did not send me the next class. And I remember throwing a tantrum that, I just had to go there. So very apologetically, my mother came to mommy, and mommy was like, you know, it's okay. Like, you know, just let her come. It's mm-hmm. fine. Yeah, no problem. That's how it began. And needless to say, like within 3 years, by the time I was mm-hmm. eight, I had literally reached Varnam level, which is considered a pretty senior okay. level. And my sister by that time had dropped out because, you know, her heart was never in it. So that's how it began. And I don't remember ever not dancing, if you ask me. So it was something, it was just the magnetism that pulled me in. I trained with her for a good 5 years. And then when I was around 10, just before I was 10, she had a major heart attack. And yeah, which rendered her incapable of like continuing taking class. And that's when she called my parents and a few other parents of, you know, students who she felt really had some future in it. And she told them that, you know, you should think of moving them to a bigger class or, you know, because they can do it. But you know, I was sitting at home, my parents, obviously, you know, they didn't know anything. Ki kya, kahan bhejna hai kya. So I would like just any guest coming home, I would butt into their conversation and say, I will dance for you. And I would dance for them. So, you know, I was like, to the point of like, people didn't want me to want to see me dance anymore. Yeah, but then, yeah, I guess destiny. Mm. And then one of my seniors, they came home for dinner once. And I, as usual, you know, broke into my routine. And she was a senior student of Aradhana Institute, Guru Prerna Desai, very renowned dance institute in Pune. And she was like, she told my mother, auntie, why have you not, you know, enrolled her? Because she's good. And my mother was like, I don't know where to enroll her. So then she said, okay, I'll take her. And that's how she took me to meet Prerna aunty. And as they say, rest is history. And today, 30 years down the line, I have, I mean, actually 40 years with her. Yeah, 40 years with Prerna aunty and Aradhana. And of course, now my own institute along the way. That's how it all began. Yes.
So, you know, I agree that it's all destiny, you know, it just happens. Art is a form which you cannot attract. It attracts you by default.
Totally. Okay, but that is one take, yes. One is that, you know, you are fortunate that destiny leads you to what you're meant to be doing.
Yes.
But there is also a segment of people who are very talented, who have it all in them, but they don't have the comfort or the luxury, I would say, of saying that destiny takes it to them. In fact, you know, you never know that you have this latent talent within you.
True.
So for such people, it is always, you know, I think it is the goodwill of parents. Now, this, you know, today's generation of parents, they're far more aware of the opportunities that they have to give to the kids. So they at least give them an opportunity, you know, to explore. And fir acha lage to wo tik jate hai.
Correct.
So both ways, you know, you have to have destiny, but you also have to have the opportunity.
And, you know, I'm glad that you brought this up because maine bahut logon se, from very prominent personalities, I've heard that whatever we are today is because of, you know, parenting. Like a major role is played by good parenting or whatever kind of a parenting, let's just call it parenting. And, you know, adding on to what you said, ke parents are aware ke bachchon ko kya karwana hai. Another aspect that the way I look at it also is that parents also can compare, you know, in the sense okay, so bachcha is taraf ja raha hai, is taraf nahi, isko yahan bhejna hai. Like, I remember I am a tabla player, you know, so I play tabla. मैंने जब तबला सीखने के घर पे बात की थी तो उन लोगों का रिएक्शन लाइक माय पेरेंट्स यू नो काइंड ऑफ डिड नॉट रिएक्ट सो दिस इज समथिंग दैट आई स्टार्टेड ऑन माय ओन यू नो दैट ओके लेट मी जस्ट डू इट एंड देन दे वर लाइक ठीक है तबला सीख ले बाहर चला जा मैंने बाहर क्या करना जाके एंड यू नो अभी नाउ देर आर सो मेनी अपॉर्चुनिटीज सो मच ऑफ स्कोप इफ आई आस्क यू टू कंपेयर एप्पल टू एप्पल ओके दिस इज गोना बी अ लिटिल वियर्ड क्वेश्चन मैम when you were growing up in the art, in the dance, and along the way, you know, a lot of people have grown up with you. What is your, I would say, purview of people joining you today compared to people who have been with you for, like, say, past 10 years or so? Like, is there a mind shift change? Okay. Is it positive? Is it negative? How is it?
Okay. See, again, as you know, as you rightly said, like, let's not get into good or bad parenting. Parenting in general is a challenging role.
Oh, yes.
Similarly, yes, generations always will change, and mindsets definitely huge change. Again, negative, positive, that is very, very relevant to who is looking at it. Yeah. But yeah, let me take you to growing up, being a dancer. So when you know, I was also very academically accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So that typical middle class, you know, reaction, although my parents were very keen on art and culture and everything, I got all the support needed, yet it was never perceived as a serious career option.
True.
Okay, saath mein kar lo, bahut achha hai. Like, you know, which parent would not want you to get good grades and also dance well and also sing well and also play well? So, wohi tha, wo hamesha rehta hai. Like, even as parents today, I think we have the similar kind of expectations. So, blaming a particular generation for it is completely wrong. But yeah, so growing up, that you know, my parents would always encourage performances.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always ki padhai khatam ho jaye, uske saath saath karo. You know, ki padhai ke time pe. And honestly saying, maybe because I was academically quite sound, so I didn't really have a problem with handling, you know, multitasking and doing all of it.
Hmm.
But when it came to a point when I was in my 12th, so firstly, in my 10th standard, I realized that I love my dance way too much to make it even just a hobby. It is definitely far more than just a hobby for me by that time. I was already performing across the country.
Oh, wow.
By that time. And it was like, you know, somewhere behind, at 16, you really don't have too much sense.
Correct.
But even then, kahi to piche se ek awaaz thi ki, you know, this is something which will be a part of my life and I want to keep it that way. So then the whole choice, at that time, the choice was ki science agar main leti, तो मुझे साइंस में मुझे प्रैक्टिकल के टाइम से मैं मर जाती.
ट्रू.
यू नो, डूइंग कॉलेज प्रैक्टिकल्स, देन प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर सम प्रोफेशनल कोर्स क्लासेस, ये करके व्हेन विल आई डू माय डांस प्रैक्टिसेस और रिहर्सल्स और प्रैक्टिसेस और परफॉर्मेंसेस. सो आई हैड डिसाइडेड, यू नो, इन माय माइंड दैट डेफिनेटली साइंस इज नॉट व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू डू. आई विल टेक अप आर्ट. सो आई हैड टू चॉइसेस. I was, you know, I also, I'm into writing. I always was very fond of writing. I was very fond of languages. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, maybe I should look at a career in writing along with my dance. So in the 10th standard itself, I had made up my mind that I would be doing arts. Of course, I had not shared it with my parents because my mother, you know, jaise sab parents hote hai ki nahi, science to karna hi hai. Science ke siva kya hai? You're 90%. I mean, we never had 90% in those days. But in current parlance, you're a achiever in terms of academicness. So science to lena hi hai. So I didn't say anything to them about my plans. And I remember attention and marks earlier. To kuch online manual kuch nahi hota tha. Na hi central admission process hota tha. We had to go and stand in line of every college and just get that.
Yes.
So I went to school, picked up my mark sheet, and directly I went to Ferguson College.
Okay.
And all my friends, we had gone, everybody standing in the science line, which was like right up to Vaishali. And I walked into the college and I asked, "Ki arts ka line kahan hai?" And it was like, no line.
Hey?
So I went to the counter and I said, "I want admission for arts." So that clerk, he took my mark sheet and he's looking at my marks and he's telling me, "Science ka line udhar hai."
Oh.
So I was like, "Nahi, mujhe science nahi, mujhe arts hi lena hai." And he yelled at me. He said, "Have you spoken about this to your parents?" I said, yeah, of course I have. You know? He said, "Soch lo, I mean, arts pe noi nahi lete hai koi." I said, "Mujhe lena hai." So he gave me admission. Tabhi kya 100 rupay ka admission tha.
Correct.
And 100 rupay I filled. I took admission. I got my handbook. In those days, you got an admission handbook.
Yes.
वो हैंडबुक पे ही से पेरेंट का साइन लेके आओ, देन यू गिव द सबमिट ऑल ओरिजिनल डॉक्यूमेंट्स, उसके बाद द सीट विल बी कंफर्म. बट अभी एडमिशन हो गया.
ग्रेट, ओके.
In 5 minutes, I was done, and then I stood in the line for my friends in various colleges. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were helping each
yes.
other. So obviously, घर आते आते बहुत देर हो गई. So my mother was assuming कि you know I'm standing in the line for science, which I was, but not for myself. And when I came home and I told her, you know, इतना percentage मिला है and ये I have already taken admission, मुझे फ़ोकसिंग में मिल गया. She was devastated. She was like devastated. And how? I will never forget the situation that day. It was almost as if the world had come to a halt. You know, a halt. And everybody, every neighbor of us, were like, you know, or naach sikhao, or dance karao.
Yes.
Pura life zindagi kharab kar di ladki ne. Itna ye wo. Until my dad came home. And then my dad was like, you know, why are you guys overreacting so much? Okay. So all he told me was, this is your decision. I hope you do not regret it. So I said, I hope to.
Correct. <That's all. laughs>
So I continued my, you know, my graduation in English along with my dance. By 12th standard, I completed my Arangetram. And when I was 18, I got my first opportunity to travel abroad for Festival of India. Leading my own team. So I created a team and I set up a Sadhana Nrityale, my dance institute, immediately after my 12th exams, okay. Like in that year.
Okay.
So 1991 was when Sadhana was established. Right. I was also performing at that time heavily. So I had very few, I had only 5 students at that time.
Okay.
And teaching was not really something that I had thought of doing or consciously moved into. It was just the right thing to do, you know.
At that time.
किसी ने बोला कि मेरे बच्चों को सिखा दो, तो ऐसे ठीक है चल आ जा guys. I was more keen on my own performing career, which I did, and teaching, of course, is a different ball game. You know, it sort of grows on you after many years. So now we'll be completing 30 years the next year. Next wow. year, sadhana, and
yes,
it's been a long journey. It's been a lovely journey.
It has been. You know, it's equally inspiring also that, you know, at the age of 18, aadhe log to, like when I was 18, I was still, like, yeah. still figuring out ke karna kya zindagi mein, like, you know, chilled out hai, theek hai.
No. So let me make it very clear. I was still figuring out, but this was the only constant which I had.
Okay.
That dance is something jo main zindagi bhar nahi chodungi. So ye organically grow hota raha. You know, that's why I always say dance. I didn't choose dance. Dance chose me. It left me with no options. I mean, I have worked for 20 years plus in the corporate world, in media segments, everywhere. Mm-hmm. But finally, maine sab kuch chhod ke isi mein to aa gayi na wapas. And it's been my constant companion.
Yeah.
So if you really see, you know, you always will zero in upon that thing which draws you the most.
True.
Kitna bhi haath pair maar lo.
Haan, ultimately, you know, that inner satisfaction is...
Haan, wahi aana hai. जहां तैर है ना वहीं आना है.
It's all destiny.
And coming to your question, sorry, about the mind shift. So mind shift, I would say, is not changed much. Even today, dance is not looked upon as a serious career option.
Yes, I would agree. Yes.
It is not.
Yeah.
Because I mean, all my girls, you know, Varsha also. Everybody will say, हाँ बहुत अच्छा नाचते, बहुत अच्छा है, लेकिन तू करते क्या है? सीरियसली क्या करती है? सीरियसली मीन्स डांस के सीरियस नहीं है. सो ये जो है तो माइंड शिफ्ट, इनफैक्ट आई वुड से कि आजकल लोग और ज्यादा दूर हो गए हैं आर्ट से. आर प्रीवियस जनरेशन वॉज अ लिटिल मोर कनेक्टेड.
करेक्ट, एब्सोल्युटली.
Hello there folks, and welcome to the Creative Pod Podcast. I believe that every single person is creative in their own way, and every single episode in this podcast is aimed at helping you find your creative side. So listen on and join in for the fun with the Creative Pod Podcast.
And and this is something which so I'm also very deep into Indian classical music by the virtue of my religion. You know, Guru Granth Sahib has 31 rags and then various raginis, plus I play tabla.
Yes.
So, and over a period of time, you know, ye maine bhi dekha hai ki aaj ki date mein, no offenses ma'am, I'm, you know, just a part of the conversation. When, jab humne apni beti ko आपके यहाँ पे एडमिशन करवाया, यू नो, साधना में बेन, हमारा पर्पस बिल्कुल क्लियर था. यू नो, माय वाइफ रिमेम्बर माय वाइफ टेलिंग मी दैट यू आर अ वेरी गुड फादर, बिकॉज़ मेरा पर्पस उसको इंडियन क्लासिकल डांस में डालने का यही था कि वहीं पे तो एक्सप्रेशंस और वहीं पे तो रूट्स हैं. अब एवरीथिंग इज कनेक्टेड. लाइक अगर भरतनाट्यम है, बॉलीवुड में क्या है, आपने मतलब वो बीट्स चलाई एंड देन यू नो यू जस्ट शेकिंग योर बॉडी एंड देन यू डन. बट भरतनाट्यम इटसेल्फ, यू नो, देयर इज अ प्रोसेस, पेशेंस आता है, प्लस उसके बाद because you have to be in that process, of course you'll have to have an understanding of the classical music, and with classical music wo sur taal sab ek platform pe baith jata hai pura. That's how I grew myself into classical music, just by learning tabla. And you know, but there is one thing that I was really really surprised about, taking you back to your teacher's expressions that you spoke about. You know, the first time that I attended the concert that happened in the hall, I don't remember the name, but jahan pe hum log aaye the wahan pe, you know, I was really surprised to see that you still have kept the originality intact. And by that I mean ke jaise aapne bola ke dance is not looked upon as, you know, a career. Uska main reason ye hai ki public isko seriously leti nahi hai. For them it's still just a hobby. But the way I look at it now, after seeing you and the team performing and, you know, people learning, it's, I believe it's a form of expressing yourself. It's a form of paying respect. It's a form of, storytelling. So it's an art.
Yeah. So, you know, on this, I'd just like to interject. I'll give you, I'll share a small story. You know, one of my friends had asked me to conduct a small workshop for members of a very elite club of Pune. I will not name because it will be really sad to name it. So I had to sort of speak about classical dance, about, and these were the who's who of the city, the so-called self-actualized lot that we always call. So I had to present classical dance to them. So in short, I had to sell classical dance to them. And I was told that, half an hour se jyada mat karo because wo bore ho jayenge. So half an hour tak please. I said, theek hai, fine. I said, half an hour, fine. And I jumped at this opportunity. I usually do not do such things because, you know, we have our own defined target audience. So agar wo target audience ko pahunchta nahi hai, toh fir kya fayda apne ko khud ko. But I said, no, I want to do this, you know, and I began there. And I began with a quiz. Mm-hmm. I said, all of y'all are like, you know, you'll have degrees bigger than your names. And so I will begin with a very simple quiz, which includes questions from seventh grade class. And the question to them, the only question I asked them was, can you name the number of classical dances India has?
Oh, wow.
And I can tell you, unfortunately, I was expecting, of course, a bad response, but I was heartbroken. Not one single person got it right. And until then, there was a lot of tittering, you know, a lot of casual thing. Because see, the minute you have somebody, if is, you know, coming to address you, you always size up a person, right? Before, by reading about his background. So the minute you say, oh, she's a dancer, there is an association of a dancer
being
dumb.
Correct. True.
Right? Being dumb or not really being cool, especially a classical dancer, and probably, you know, and you know, we have seen the world, so you know, we know far more than her. What is she going to teach us or know about? So this preconceived notion, this attitude was all written large on them. This one question stumped them so much, and I said I do not want to even say anything. I mean, I'm not meaning to demean y'all or anything of this sort. But when y'all have world news, if you do not know this bit about your country, how do you call yourself the cultural ambassadors of your country?
Wow. Yeah. True, very true.
हमें अपने, if you wouldn't be able to tell the name of your parents, would it be okay? आपको ये पता है कि and I told them, I said I had recently gone for trip and been to Turkey for a conference for my work related thing, and we had the highest level officials from India in our Indian contingent, highest level officials, all PhDs and all old, like 60 pluses. And then we had our host country, they had organized a dinner on the cruise, on the Bosphorus. We were on the cruise and they had organized a belly dance because that is their traditional dance. So they had organized a belly dance and all I saw was ogling eyes. And they were so interested in that dance. And I said, where is this dichotomy that you do not know which is your classical dance, but you find a half-naked girl you can ogle at and look at. And there's nothing wrong with her dance form or her. She's doing her dance form with her truth.
True.
It's in the way you're perceiving it. So, you know, and that is what my purpose in life from that day changed. I mean, I do not think my purpose in life is this, that your traditional art forms must get the respect it deserves. Okay, you don't deserve it. It deserves you way more, but you don't deserve it. So you have to make yourself deserving of it. That is my purpose. My purpose is ki we are just the connectors of a past generation to the next generation. We are carrying forward on aur har ek bacche ka ye ek duty banta hai ki apna tradition pass on kare.
Bilkul. Very true.
Ye seekhne se sab jan, everybody need not become performing artists. That is not the purpose at all. But you at least learn to appreciate it because it takes tremendous amount of intelligence to be able to understand this dance.
I totally agree.
You are a tabla player, Amandeep. Tell me, how difficult is it to even get one taal on some?
I remember my ustad breaking my knuckles, you know, with that tuner hathaudi.
Correct. Right. And you're never perfect. Nobody can claim that they're perfect ever. We are a work in progress at all times.
And that's the beauty of any form of art, especially music. It can never be perfect.
Any Indian art. And secondly, it is the journey which is enriching.
Yes.
There is no end to that journey. It is the journey which is enriching. So, jab mere paas, you know, I have parents, these helicopter parents who will come and say, kitne saal lagenge?
Seriously?
I'm baffled. I cannot answer. I don't have an answer to it. ये मैंने आज तक मुझे समझा ही नहीं कि मैं क्या आंसर दूँ. आठ साल तो फिर भी ठीक है. I have people who say 21 दिन में हो जाएगा क्या?
21 दिन?
तो हाँ, because everything is quick fix today. Why do you think I'm not saying Bollywood has its own charm. So you know there is a way of we categorize. That the purpose, what is the purpose of, so what is Bollywood as Vidya Balan says, entertainment. Good. So purpose of Bollywood dance is just that. It is entertainment. When we look at folk dance is all about engaging. You engage with one another in folk dance.
Correct. Bilkul.
Right? So it is entertainment plus engaging. And then when you come to the classical dances, there is entertainment, there is engagement, and uske bhi upar jaake there is elevation.
Ma'am, mere liye to wo tapasya hai, you know. So the way I put it is
exactly.
It's tapasya. I remember I'll share one experience. So maine beech mein kya shuru kiya tha na, to hamare Guru Granth Sahib mein there are 1430 pages in English, I would say. Hindi mein, Punjabi mein unko ang bola jata hai, with respect. To 31 राग हैं. तो मैंने आई एम वेरी डीप इन टू यू नो रिलीजन एंड रिलीजियस स्टडी ऑल्सो. आई ट्राई टू रीड एंड गैदर एवरी इन्फॉर्मेशन आई कैन अबाउट एवरी रिलीजन ऑन द प्लैनेट, यू नो, नॉट टू कंपेयर क्या सही क्या गलत, बट मेरा सोच वो है कि मंजिल एक है, रास्ते अलग अलग हैं, सो लेट्स एक्सप्लोर एवरीथिंग. तो मैंने बीच में शुरू किया कि मैं मॉर्निंग में गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब के दो पार्ट्स में पोथी जिसको बोलते हैं वो मेरे पास घर पे हैं. तो लास्ट ईयर आई थिंक आई स्टार्टेड एंड मैंने क्या किया, सुबह में मैंने कहा ठीक है मैं सिर्फ दो अंग जो होते हैं, दो पेजेस, उनका पाठ करूंगा. आई विल मेक अ नोट एंड शाम को आके मेरे पास ट्रांसलेटर्स पड़े हुए हैं और वो ट्रांसलेटर्स हैं जिसमें मतलब पूरी हिस्ट्री या पूरा उन्होंने ब्रेकडाउन किया है कि गुरु जी बोलना क्या चाह रहे हैं इन सब श्लोक्स और शब्द में. I'll tell you, मैं सिर्फ 5 दिन कर पाया और मैं पाठ कर रहा हूँ 2 अंग का, ट्रांसलेशन मेरे को पहले के ऊपर के 5 शब्द की ट्रांसलेशन पढ़ने समझने में इतना टाइम लग जा रहा था. एंड देन यू नो आई वॉज टेलिंग माई वाइफ दैट यू नो यू कैन नेवर बी लाइक आई लाइक वी हैड जस्ट डिस्कस्ड कैन नेवर बी परफेक्ट बिकॉज गुरु ग्रंथ साहब में वैसे है कि 31 राग हैं उसके बाद रागनियाँ हैं, बट गुरु जी ने उसको इतना वो क्या कहते हैं बांधा है बंदिश में कि हमें ताल भी बताया भी इस राग में कौन सा ताल बजेगा. और मैं वो उसकी बुक्स लेके आया, जब मैंने वो ताल शुरू किए प्रैक्टिस करने, मेरे हाथ खड़े हो गए, भाई अपने बस का नहीं है, ये तपस्या है, ये उसकी कृपा होगी तभी हो पाएगा, अदरवाइज यू नो ये सब हम तो हवा में बातें करते हैं. सो आई लुक एट इट एज तपस्या, कि ये तपस्या है, आपको जिंदगी देनी पड़ेगी इसमें.
Hi guys, thanks for tuning in. If you remember Priya Baswani, she is from The Wishing Factory, and I had the privilege of hosting her on my show. And you know, we discussed in detail about thalassemia, thalassemic patients, how The Wishing Factory is contributing towards taking care of and towards the betterment of thalassemic patients, and as individuals, how can we contribute? Now these are tough times, and thalassemic patients are in constant requirement of blood transfusion. So here is a small little message from Priya and the Wishing Factory for all of us. Tune in and do contribute in whichever way possible. It's a great deal. It will mean a lot to all of us. Coming up, Priya Baswani.
Hi guys, this is Priya Baswani. As previously heard, I work for thalassemia patients. I volunteer for the cause. So if you also want to come ahead and help or volunteer for the cause, you can do it in these ways. So either you can donate blood or you can adopt a thalassemia major kid for his or her ration needs. So as COVID situation is going on and people are really striving for staffing for food, and they are struggling with the daily needs too, the underprivileged kids. So you can step ahead and you can adopt kid for a ration, or you can just adopt a kid for his or her medical needs for 6 months or a year according to your will and wish. So you can adopt a kid's healthcare for a time period, like according to whatever you wish to do. These are the ways you can help thalassemia patients with the Wishing Factory. And for signing up as a donor or as a volunteer, you can DM us at The Wishing Factory on Instagram, or you can DM me at Priya Vaspani on Instagram.
बिल्कुल, बिल्कुल, बिल्कुल. नहीं नहीं सही बात है. And as I said कि तपस्या एक जन्म का नहीं होता है, वो जन्म जन्म करते रहना पड़ता है.
Correct. It's an ongoing journey.
It's an ongoing journey. And so if you are looking at it for instant gratification, that is not happening, and that is what I tell every parent who is putting the kid in, ki you know, don't ask me when it is going to end. It'll end whenever she wants it to end.
I think it'll end when the person itself ends, like you know.
Exactly. Or आपका interest अगर नहीं रहा तो वो तभी end हो जाता है. लेकिन ये तो अनंत ओशन है ना, it's an अनंत सागर. तो इसमें कितना डुबकी मारना है, कहाँ तक तैरना है, ये अपने खुद को डिसाइड करना.
मैम इंस्टेंट ग्रेटिफिकेशन से यू नो मूविंग ऑन इन द कन्वर्सेशन, इंस्टेंट ग्रेटिफिकेशन यू नो उसका मेन रीजन है सोशल मीडिया. यू नो आजकल आपने पोस्ट डाला, लाइक्स आ गए, यू आर नोन बाय द नंबर ऑफ लाइक्स और दैट ब्लू टिक ऑन योर प्रोफाइल. नाउ दैट इज एक्सटर्नल, प्लीज करेक्ट मी इफ आई एम रॉन्ग. माई ओन एक्सपीरियंस विद हिस्ट्री, विद क्लासिकल यू नो म्यूजिक एंड प्रकाशन एंड विद रिलीजन, इज यहाँ पे भी इंस्टेंट ग्रेटिफिकेशन है बिकॉज दैट्स एन जर्नी टुवर्ड्स योर इनसाइड.
ग्रेटिफिकेशन इज फॉर सेल्फ,
यस.
इंस्टेंट ग्रेटिफिकेशन इज फॉर द आउटर वर्ल्ड.
करेक्ट, करेक्ट.
सो इसीलिए लाइक इट इज सो मच इजियर टू से कि यू नो अरंगेट्रम करवा दो प्लीज मैम, अरंगेट्रम करवा दो, ताकि 4 लोग आएंगे और फिर बोलेंगे कितना खर्चा किया, कितना बढ़िया किया. You know, they will come and clap for your daughter, they will come and clap for you, you will give them free food, they will eat and go, you will give me a hefty fee, fair enough. But is that what you seek? Does that really gratify you? Is my question. So, agar mujhe dukaan kholna tha, to main kab ka khol chuki hoti? Then I wouldn't have such a dismal numbers by now. Abhi 30 saal mein mere 31 arangetram hua hai, which is by law of average, I have one per year.
One per year.
Which is nothing. और हर एक को 12 साल तो मिनिमम लगते हैं। और मैं हमेशा बोलती हूँ कि आपको अरंगेट्रम करने की जरूरत भी नहीं है, वही करो, ओनली डू एन अरंगेट्रम इफ यू आर रियली रियली सीरियस ऑफ टेकिंग इट अप एज अ पैरेलल करियर। और मैं पैरेलल करियर बोलती हूँ बिकॉज इट इज नॉट फाइनेंशियली वायबल। सो यू नो ऑब्वियसली वी वुड नॉट वॉन्ट टू सेट द गर्ल्स or the boy, now we have some boys also, but we wouldn't want to set the children up for a non-performing kind of a role.
Correct.
In the sense ki career choice aapko, you know, you need two kinds of money.
Yes.
Careers, one that brings in the money and one that brings in the satisfaction. Yeah. If both are the same, you are lucky.
Oh yes.
You're indeed lucky.
Correct.
But बहुत रेयरली होता है वैसा, बहुत रेयरली, इसीलिए पैरेलल करियर करना बहुत जरूरी।
So ma'am, now let's I am very intrigued and keen, and I'm sure the listeners also would be to know from you a little more detail about Bharatnatyam. To me individually the name intrigues, you know,
in what sense, like you want to know the technical aspect of it or
learners ke hisab se? So first let's go to the past, ke, you know, what are the roots, how did it all start, and kaun sa इंडिया का कौन सा पार्ट एसोसिएटेड है, एंड देन पर्सनली मेरे को इसका नाम बहुत इंट्रीग करता है कि भरतनाट्यम, सो यू नो संधि विच्छेद करके इंडिया का डांस, इज दैट द राइट मीनिंग, व्हाट इज इट, एंड देन व्हाट आर द स्टेजेस, व्हाट आर डिफरेंट फॉर्मेट्स दैट वन कैन परस्यू। हे गाइस, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर लिसनिंग। आई सर्टनली होप यू लाइक टुडेज एपिसोड। सुमिता मैम की स्टोरी आपने सुनी, अभी इसके बाद दो एपिसोड्स और आएंगे। एक एपिसोड में हम बात करेंगे डांस की हिस्ट्री के बारे में, क्या क्या टेक्निकलिटीज़ हैं, कहाँ से शुरू हुआ, इसका मीनिंग क्या है, बीच में वेदों की और पुराने रिचुअल्स की बात होगी, एंड यू विल बी सरप्राइज टू नो कि दिस आर्ट फॉर्म, दिस डांस फॉर्म वॉज प्रिडोमिनेंटली मेल डोमिनेटेड ऑल्सो, ग्रेजुअली हटता फीमेल्स के साथ असर्ट हो गया। आगे जाके बहुत ओपन कॉन्वर्सेशंस होंगी, एंड आई विल ऑल्सो बी होस्टिंग अ गेस्ट हु हैज बीन इन भरतनाट्यम, अ जेंटलमैन हु इज एट अ वेरी सीनियर पोजिशन विद वन ऑफ द प्रोमिनेंट इंस्टीट्यूशंस ऑफ पुणे, एंड ही हिमसेल्फ ऑल्सो हैज डिवोटेड हिज लाइफ टू भरतनाट्यम, सो वी विल लिसन टू हिज स्टोरी ऑल्सो वेरी 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 सून। यू कैन कनेक्ट टू सुमिता मैम ऑन फेसबुक, जस्ट गो एंड सर्च फॉर साधना नृत्यालय, गो ऑन इंस्टाग्राम, सर्च फॉर साधना नृत्यालय, YouTube channel is with the same name. Please follow them on social media so that you follow their journey of discovering Bharatnatyam. While I see off from today's episode and I bid you goodbye, and I will see you in the next episode with a new story. Till then, take care of yourself, keep hustling, keep smiling, and keep listening to the Biblio Babu show. Real life, real learning, real stories. Hashtag No Bakchodi. Thank you for listening. I certainly hope you liked today's episode. Pasand aaya to like, share, subscribe karo. Pasand nahi aaya to bhi like, share, subscribe karo. And also send me your thoughts on feedback.amansiddhu@gmail.com. Once again, feedback.amansiddhu@gmail.com. If you also wish to be a part of my mailing list, send me an email. You can also connect with me on Instagram @AmanSSiddhu. On Facebook, Amandeep Singh. On Twitter, Amandeep412. And iske saath, I will see you in the next episode. Tab tak, #NoBakchodi.